couple of minutes to do an after the fact, and now I guess it will literally be a couple of minutes for an after the fact on the prayer meeting. We're all learning in this, and I want to mention that we saw God do something new last night. One of the things that happened was that when we were, and they're just coming in right now, Carrie and Dorothea, but one of the things that happened was normally when we have our time of confession, it's silent. It's just silent. Nobody says anything. I mean, after all, we're Presbyterian, right? And but last night, it started with one person saying unclean thoughts. And I thought, oh, so we're going to go there. And this is the thing, you're listening. Where's the Spirit leading? And that's definitely where the Spirit was leading. Bob and I were talking, Bob's one of our elders, we were talking about it this morning. What a good thing that is. And I began to realize, actually, just saying one word or two words. Do you know some of the greatest revivals in history have started with people in a worship service? The Welsh Revival is a case in point. Young girls about age 12 or 13 who were convicted of their sin, and it was through that, at a prayer meeting, that the whole Welsh Revival began. So, you know, our ears were pricked up by that last night, and praise and bless God. So, another thing I'll mention, we didn't want the prayer meeting to be really any different from prayer meetings that we always have here. So part of my practice is that I'm listening for the Spirit for what psalm that he'd have us use. And last night in the car on the way to dinner, this phrase comes to mind, make his praise glorious. Make his praise glorious. That's from a psalm. What psalm is that? Oh, that's Psalm 66. So that's where we went an hour later, and it worked. You know, I mean, it was just clear that was God's leading for us. So that listening aspect, okay, and that's something we're going to be talking about more today as well. But was there anything that that challenged you or didn't work for you? Or, it's kind of funny, you know, this is a stumbling block for anything that... Yeah, Jeff.
Well, yesterday afternoon a question was asked that we kind of, you know, mulled around a little bit about how you know what to do and where to... And that hit me last night when there were a number of people who had mentioned a particular subject. You would say, Lord, we're hearing this. Mm-hmm. And so then that took you down a different direction.
Right.
And I thought that was a great example. I think you were going to ask the question. Was that kind of what you were talking about? It's kind of like it's hard to answer the question until you're in the middle of the prayer
right.
session. And then it happens.
Exactly. Exactly. This can't be something that is orchestrated. Now, probably the best analogy is to think of the banks of a river. The banks of a river, you know, there are certain sort of general guidelines that we use, right?
That's
easy to remember that way. So we have, for example, a certain pattern, a general pattern to really all the meetings, and the music kind of reflects that. But while we have that pattern, and it's kind of like, and Daniel Henderson talks about this again. I'll mention his work. He talks about a 4-4 pattern, or, you know, a musical pattern. There are a number of different ways of analogy for it, but praise, confession, intercession, and then praise again. And I think that that's a great guideline. Again, like the banks of a river, if you will. But then the question is, where does it flow from here? You know, where is the Lord leading us to go from this place? And that, I think, takes time. I mean, we certainly, we're learning about this all the time, you know, trial and error, and seeking to be sensitive to the Spirit, but listening, you know, while we're seeking to do some definite things, as we talked about yesterday. Things like, you know, making sure that we praise God first, because that builds faith. Making sure that we humble ourselves and confess our sins, because we need to do that. Making sure that we intercede for others, because God's word makes clear we're to do that. And then making sure we end on that note of faith. I mean, they're all scripturally sound and solid. And it's a good, you know, kind of simple formula that works well for us. But any other thoughts, questions, comments? Yes, sir.
In my group of guys, it's interesting that we all had something to share about family, disparity in our family. Mm-hmm. I know in my young years of marriage, with kids, I thought, well, gee, am I the only one with problems with my kids?
Right. You see, that's what God does. You know that. I mean, you see these things happening where, you know, there are needs like that, or there are individuals who are in need of healing, and then you find there are a couple of people there that night who need healing. But again, it's and I think this is so much a part of what He wants His church to be, because it's that place of dependence on Him. I love, and here's another quote from Daniel Henderson, prayerlessness is our declaration of independence from God. That's powerful, but I think it's so true. And I think in the church, the temptation is for us to put on a production, especially in you know, our culture and society that is so entertainment-oriented. And the truth is, as we all know, it is God who is the audience, and we are to place ourselves before Him. Any other? Again, we were blessed by your all being here last night. It was just sweet to worship with you. And Dorothea, I was just telling about John Autry and how, part of the Lord's... John sent me a text yesterday saying that he was going to make a rare appearance. I'll read it to you later. But the Lord sent you to Braxton Tire. But anyhow, any other questions, observations? Again, we're learning all the time with this. And God's Spirit is always, you know, doing new things. But... you know, again, we're so grateful for how He has blessed us and helped us. When we first had our prayer meetings, we used to meet in homes, which is great too. Then we started to meet in the prayer room, and then we grew out of the prayer room. You know, and sometimes we've had as much as 50% or even more of our worship attendance in the prayer meeting. We usually do it every other Sunday night. Why every other Sunday night? That's just how God has led us. You know, you would think, well, do we need to do it every... I mean, I pushed for that for a while, and I found, no, this wasn't the right time. But, again, always learning, always listening. That's where we have to be. So, again... thank you, and thanks for this discussion. If you think of something later and you think, hey, have you guys tried this or whatever? Yes?
So do you direct the praise or guide the praise at the beginning and at the end differently, or you just start with praise and let the Lord lead and then at the end let the Lord lead?
You know, sometimes it just depends. You know, for example, if a lot of people are talking, we might go right into the hymn. but last night we started with the ABCs, just because it was kind of a teaching moment, and then with the psalm. But sometimes we might do like the praise, and then the psalm or scripture verse. And then as far as you know, the ending is always interesting, because the question is, where is God going again there? And, you know, we find that, I mean, for example, last night at work, to just go straight into song, when we were in the smaller groups. But sometimes, I mean, one of the things we didn't do last night was, we often have the hymnals, almost always have the hymnals out on the chairs. And the reason for that is that sometimes you go off the map, and it's like, we need to sing this instead. And, you know, so there are the hymnals, go, you know. And I'm sure Paige loves it when that but we kind of have a general sort of repertoire, and we try to choose hymns and praise songs that are themselves prayers, so that we stay in that place of prayer, you know, addressing God. Not always, we're not, you know, always, sometimes there's another, just, you know, oh, worship the King, all glorious above, you know, you've got to sing that or whatever else, but thank you, and grateful again for y'all. Looking forward to Paige coming up, and I hope I haven't taken too much of your time here.
To be able to talk with you guys this morning. It feels a little weird to not